Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Jeanette.
And after even more technical problems, we are here.
Literally every time we record, we have to mention that we had technical problems. We're doing a lot for you guys, you know?
It's because we always have technical problems.
It's true. It's really sad.
It is. It's okay though, because we've overcome
every obstacle. I love that for us.
Wow. Yes. The obstacles of just Discord not working for us. But you know what? It works well, other than, like, once we start recording, it tends to work really well.
It's true.
Plus, I mean, we live 5 hours apart. Like, it's not going to be perfect.
I'm actually really impressed with how good our episodes are, considering we do live so far apart.
Right. I agree.
I love them. Yeah. So what have you been doing?
Let's see. I recorded my jury to send to the professors at my school. So I recorded myself playing for like 20 minutes straight. Yeah, it's really fun. I've been playing a lot of video games and I've read a lot recently. So that's literally it.
I mean, there's not much we could do anyways, but
I did leave my house today. You know, I wore a mask and all that stuff, you know, was being very safe.
But I went to the
grocery store, the only place people should really go right now.
Wow.
I know. It was incredible.
In fact, I did go there yesterday too. I had to get groceries because I was taking home food from where I worked, every single night. And I was like, no, this is not good for me.
No, it probably is not. No.
So I was like, I need to get something like some healthier-ish options. So I went to the store and actually stocked up on some food. So that's good, I guess. I also got kiwis, which is my favorite fruit. I love kiwis.
I've only recently started liking kiwis, just because really? They kind of scared me, yeah.
I mean, fair. They're pretty hairy and spooky looking.
Little traumatizing.
Yesterday was the first time that Parker tried a kiwi. Like,
I mean, kiwi. They're kind of difficult to come by. Also, I'm so sorry if you hear my cat. He has a bell on his collar, and I'm the only person really awake right now other than David, so he's hanging out with me.
I am not sorry about that because cats are cute. Bells are cute. So
I hope he jumps up here and gives a cameo. Hello, bud.
Hey, you wanna come up?
I wanna hear you meow.
He looks nervous to jump. Oh, he's coming. Oh no, he just put his paws on my leg and now he's playing with the hole in my jeans. So it was worth a try.
Fun. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So today is kind of just a laid back episode. We just wanted to go over some conspiracy theories and
some urban legends, because those are super creepy to me and I want to share how creepy I find them with the world.
Yeah. There's one conspiracy theory that I really am just shook over, and it's actually like probably the realest one I've ever heard.
Do you want to do that one first, or do you want to start with some that have been proven to be true?
Oh, I'll start with you first, and then we can go to like the proven true one.
Sounds good.
Are we hopping in right now?
Yeah,
jumping into cold waters. Okay. Speaking of waters, okay, so I just watched Shane Dawson's video where he had just a bunch of like random conspiracy theories put into one that were just kind of stupid. I don't know if you saw this one, but one of them was about like the different brands of water. And it's actually pretty popular because Dasani is always known to like be a horrible water, right?
I just bought a case of Dasani water today, but go off.
Oh, no! Why did you do that? Okay, so...
We need to drink water. I don't know.
Dasani is not water. Anyways, so... I'm looking at the ingredients right now. That way we can... I have them on hand. Okay, so... In this conspiracy theory, if you look at like many different brands of water, the only brand that fizzes when you open it is Dasani, and which is weird. Water doesn't fizz. That's like soda and stuff. So, if you dig into this conspiracy theory, the ingredients in Dasani contains tap water, so it's not even filtered water, which is stupid. Magnesium sulfate, potassium chloride, and salt. If you look up the ingredients of any other brand, it's going to be like natural spring water or literally just water, you know? And so that's one of I forgot which ingredient. I think potassium sulfate or something. That's what it causes the carbonation, which is really dumb. And then there's also the other ingredient is what they put in lethal injections.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and there was an interview with people who like work for Dasani and stuff. And they're like, oh, it's for added flavor. I'm sorry, but water is water. There's no flavor. You don't need that. If you're wanting flavored water, then get like Hint or something, you know?
Oh, but my gosh.
Yeah, so this stuff is in lethal injections. And also, why would water have salt if salt dehydrates you? That's why you can't like drink ocean water, because there's too much salt in it. It'll just kill you. But so anyways, Dasani is owned by Coca-Cola Company. Obviously, everyone knows that.
Oh, is that a well-known fact? I honestly didn't know that.
Oh, well, congrats. Now you know.
Great, thank you.
So Coca-Cola also is a very huge company. If you look at amusement parks or stadiums, stuff like that, these places where people are begging for water, basically, because they're hot. And like when you go to Disney World, you're going to want water, right? Because you're right. Hot. Well,
it's like $5, but you know.
Exactly. Well, actually, I think Disney World has other things besides Dasani, so I don't want to use them. But yes, okay. There's a lot of amusement parks that only sell Coca-Cola products because they are owned by Coca-Cola. So the only water you can buy there is Dasani. Well,
wait, okay, hold on. Pause. I got David to bring me a Dasani bottle. And yeah, right there, purified water, magnesium sulfate, potassium chloride, and salt. And yep. It does say minerals added for taste.
Exactly. Like, I don't know if you have another water bottle handy, but hold
Dude,
on.
Dude, I don't have that many water bottles.
Hold on. I think I... Wait, let me see.
She left. She got very distant. Man, I've missed my friend since she moved.
Okay, so I have Arrowhead water, and the ingredients is water. So anyways, going back to
Coca-Cola. Oh my God, I'm looking at this water next to me, and I'm terrified. I'm sorry, please continue.
No, it's scary. So Coca-Cola is obviously forcing this water upon you at this amusement park or stadium or whatever. You're thirsty because it's hot as hell, and so you're going to drink water to hydrate. Well, you drink that water, but yet you're still thirsty. It didn't do anything because there's all these other things that aren't going to hydrate you. So you buy another one, right? This is what they're doing. This is how they get money, because of the fact that people are constantly buying Dasani because of the dehydration. Anyways, that was that.
Okay.
It's basically
wild.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I believe in it just because, I mean, disclaimer, we obviously don't know if Coca-Cola is trying to kill everyone, but
These are all conspiracy theories. We have nothing to do with any of these. We are just stating things that we've heard.
Exactly. So, but personally, I do believe in it because, also another thing, a test that you can do is, you can have these drops where you, put them in different types of water. And if they turn blue or purple, they have zero acid in it. Okay. But if you drop these in Dasani, it turns orange or red, which means it's the highest, like, level of acid in, like, these drops. So, like, if you put these drops in your pee, it would turn orange because pee is very acidic. Anyways, so that's also weird. When you're wanting to have a nice glass of water, you don't want to be drinking acid, so.
Wow. That was a really heavy one for the first one, huh?
Yeah, but it is really scary because why would you want to drink something that literally they put in lethal injections?
Yeah, you know? No, that is absolutely terrifying. Yeah.
Also, they use that ingredient for like fertilizer and stuff too. So not only are you drinking lethal injections, but you're drinking fertilizer.
Delicious. My favorite. Wow.
But yeah, so there's that. That's
okay.
Conspiracy theory, because I actually believe it's true. But like I said, it might not be. Who knows?
It might not be. That is true. And I'm still going to drink this Dasani water that we bought.
Oh, no.
Okay,
did it like hiss when you opened it?
I didn't open it. It's just kind of sitting menacingly.
Wait, open it in the microphone.
Okay. Okay.
Like really close so we can try to hear it.
Okay. Let me know if you hear this. I mean, a little bit? Did you hear that?
Honestly, I only heard the cracking of the plastic, so Well, but I have opened Dasani before and I've heard it, but
it's like a little, well, it sounded more to me like a release of air. So that could just be what it is.
But if you open like a non-Dasani bottle, you don't hear anything except for the breaking of the plastic.
That's true, yeah.
So, and do you have bubbles?
No.
Like not even teeny tiny ones?
Well, I did set it down immediately after opening it, but no, I don't see any, at least now.
Oh my god. So if you boil it, there's salt left behind in a pan. Anyways, okay.
I thought you were going to say there's bubbles when you boil it, and I was going to be like, yeah, honey, that's...
No.
That's what happened.
Salt doesn't dissolve that much. Anyways, okay, moving on.
Okay. So, I have a few, like, conspiracy theories that are just theories, and then I have some that are, you know, proven true, you know?
Okay.
So, let me give you one of... Okay, this one was really weird, okay? And this one, obviously, just a theory. I just read this somewhere online. I'm, like, 98% sure. Sorry, 99.9% sure this is fake. However, it is a conspiracy that Queen Elizabeth has... stayed youthful because she is a cannibal.
What?
What? I know. I read that one earlier while like David was playing his video game and I read that. I was like, I'm so sorry. What now?
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that again. I was connecting you to my headphones because I realized that my microphone was picking up your audio as well. So, anyways, what'd you say?
Did you not hear the whole thing?
No. After the fact, I said, what?
Okay, I was like, dude, why'd you do that to me? Okay, No,
just after the what?
I was in the same room as David while he was playing games, and I was just really freaked out by this. And I got most of these from the website bestlifeonline.com, and this is just under creepy conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And so, I'm not too sure when this article was actually posted. I think it was this year, or maybe it was last year. I think it was 2019. I refuse to believe it's not 2019 anymore, apparently. But I'm just going to read this word for word. The Queen of England is 92 and shows no signs of slowing down. What is the secret to her longevity? British historian Hubert Humdinger is pretty sure he knows what's up. She must eat human flesh to be so vivacious, he wrote in a 1973 story for We Royalty magazine. There is an immense amount of spiritual energy in human muscle. Years later, in 2012, the website Dear Dirty America claimed they had confirmation of his theories, thanks to a serviceman at Windsor Castle who reportedly discovered remains of a human in the Queen's private refrigerator. And apparently it sounds like a horror film. So.
Oh my god.
There you go. That obviously is just a theory. There is absolutely no proof of that, but I thought that one was wild.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? It. You've heard of Vlad the Impaler, right?
I actually don't think so.
Okay, so he was, this is a true story, obviously. He was known as the real Dracula because he believed that killing people and drinking their blood, it would keep him younger.
Oh, does it not?
No, I mean, he died. Honestly, oh. He probably died from drinking human blood. But anyways. But yeah, that's what it kind of reminded me of because, like, you know, humans trying to keep you younger. I don't know. But yeah, he's a real person. I forgot. Hold on. What year was that? Vlad?
Tell me his name again.
Vlad the Impaler or Impaler. This Vlad the Third, known as Vlad the Impaler or Vlad Dracula, was between 1448 and his death. So it was a long time ago. Yeah. So honestly, I'm pretty sure that's what Dracula was based off. Not gonna lie, because Dracula didn't come out until way later. So,
I that's definitely possible.
Yeah, but yeah, he would literally have like a basement full of people that he would like drink from. It was creepy.
That sounds incredibly creepy, and that's reminding me that I should do an episode on Dracula.
Oh hell yeah!
You should do that one.
Yes, I love vampires. Vampires are my life. Ew, that sounded so stupid.
And, yeah, like, that sounded not good.
Vampires are my life.
Yeah, that didn't sound like an okay thing for you to say. Okay, no, you know what? But it's almost been 20 minutes and we've only done two. We need to get through some of these.
Wow, we're doing so good.
Okay, so here's another one. There's a theory that Elvis Presley faked his own death.
Oh, I've heard this one, but I can't remember it. So go ahead.
So this is also from the same website. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, died of cardiac disease in 1977, unless he didn't. There are legions of fans and non-fans alike who are convinced that Elvis is alive, well, and hiding somewhere. He has been spotted all over the country, most famously at a Burger King in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The main evidence that he's not dead, aside from people really not wanting to believe he's gone, is his middle name, Aaron, which was spelled erroneously. I cannot talk, yes, erroneously, as Aaron on his gravestone. So his middle name was misspelled on his gravestone, too.
Sad.
Yeah.
I like that he was spotted at a Burger King. He just wanted a burger, man.
Yeah, he's just hungry.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that's a theory that I've definitely heard before, but, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe it, though, because they did, like, an autopsy on his body and found, like, how many pounds of poop?
Elvis. Don't know what?
Presley poop poundage.
What?
There was,
wait,
I'm pretty
going in a direction I didn't want it to go in.
When Elvis died in the
autopsy.
That was a hard word. He died with over 35 pounds of poop in his colons. Anyways,
God, not okay.
I know, but yeah, that's how I know that that's not real because they did an autopsy over his poop.
Okay. I'm just going to go to the next one now.
Debunked! Right here!
So this next one is, like, wild to me, okay? So this next one, Lewis Carroll was Jack the Ripper. Do you know who Lewis Carroll was?
No.
He was the author of Alice in Wonderland.
Bro, I just heard something about Alice in Wonderland, like him today.
Then why did you not remember his name?
I don't know. I guess because, I don't know, I just didn't remember the name. But I heard something about the creator of Alice in Wonderland. So I'll
the theory.
Wait, was that the end of your theory?
No. I have
okay. Then I'll tell you what I read after you're done. Anyways, go on.
Okay, so again, same website. Several passages in novels like Sylvie and Bruno written around the same time of the murders were actually anagrams, Wallace claimed. Wallace is someone who just researched this, Richard Wallace. He was friends of an author of the book, Jack the Ripper, Lighthearted Friend. Okay. If you rearrange certain sentences, they could become horrifying confessions like, I got a tight hold of her and slit her throat, left ear to right. Wallace, however, took a lot of creative license with the anagrams and often left words out to make his case. His theory is most likely not true, but it still makes us shiver just to imagine a children's author going on the prowl for victims at night. So, yeah, it's most likely not true, but that is the theory out there.
Damn. So, okay, so going, like, Lewis Carroll, so I can't remember if it was his friend. I tried just looking it up, but I can't remember if it was his friend's daughters or if they were his own. So just keep in mind, I couldn't remember that part. But so one of the girls' names was Alice, and the other one was her sister. I can't remember her name. But her sister was raped by him, and he also had fantasies about Alice. Alice was only 10 years old. So he was, like, in love with this 10-year-old. And then he was also on LSD when he created Alice in Wonderland. So,
I mean, I could honestly assume that.
Well, yeah, the whole LSD part, yes. But also the whole 10-year-old part, that's very depressing. That's
awful. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But that's not a theory. That's actually pretty well known.
Oh.
I just found that out today.
That's so sad.
I know. It's so sad because I love Alice in Wonderland. And literally Alice is named after the girl that he was obsessed with. This poor 10-year-old little girl.
Oh. That is so sad.
I know, right?
I hate that. All right.
Childhood ruined.
Yeah, honestly. Ugh. Okay. Do you want to do the next one or do you want me to do another one?
You can do another one.
Okay. So here is another one. So it is, well, this one's actually a true one. Let me go ahead and start by saying that.
So, okay.
Edith Wilson, the wife of Woodrow Wilson, actually made the decisions for Woodrow Wilson for the last year and 5 months of his presidency.
Oh.
So that's not really a conspiracy theory or a theory of any
kind. That's still interesting, though.
Yeah, I think this is wildly interesting. So in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson, he suffered from a massive stroke. And so his wife began making decisions on his behalf. And she presented the news of the seriousness of his condition. She prevented it from getting out to the public. And instead just said that he needed rest and would be conducting official business from his bedroom suite. And that was just to keep him from resigning as well.
Damn, I never knew that.
Yeah, that one's not very well known.
That's crazy.
I hate to tell you, but I'm going to drink this Dasani water because I opened it. And so,
oh, no! Throw it in the trash.
I'll let you know if I'm still feeling thirsty afterwards.
Okay. How does it taste?
Tastes like bottled water.
Really?
No, okay, that's a lie. It tastes like Dasani. Dasani isn't the greatest bottled water, but you know, it's okay.
That's true. I don't even like the taste of Dasani, just because, to me, not because even before the theory, I didn't even like Dasani because I thought it tasted gross.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but I'm not, you're very picky when it comes to water.
It's true. I don't even like water.
So in high school, she just like never drank water.
Well, no, honestly, in my apartment, the only thing I ever have is water because it's cheap. Like I just have a filtered thing, you know, I don't ever have to buy water. Right. So that's really the only thing I drink over here. So I'm actually pretty proud of myself. Ever since I moved, I've just drank water. So
hydrated finally.
Finally, my organs are actually happy for once.
All right. Do you want to hear the next one? This one is also a true one.
Yes. And
this one's upsetting. The U.S. government used dead body parts of infants and children for radioactive testing without permission. In the 1950s, the United States Atomic Energy Commission started testing tissue samples from newly deceased children and babies to test radioactive strontium-90, the most severe threat to humans in the event of nuclear fallout. Throughout Project Sunshine, they gathered more than 1,500 samples throughout Europe and Australia, often without the parents' knowledge or consent, to test the hazardous effects of young human tissue. Years later, a British woman named Jean Pritchard reported that she hadn't been allowed to dress her stillborn daughter's body for the funeral in 1975, as her baby's legs had been removed by British doctors and shipped to the U.S. government.
Oh my!
No one asked me about doing things like that, taking bits and pieces from her, she said. So. That one's a lot more serious than...
That is depressing.
Yeah, that's a really upsetting one.
So sad.
This was in 1975, so it definitely is more than likely that they are not doing this anymore, but...
I mean, 1975 is pretty recent, honestly.
It is, but things have changed a lot in the last 45 years.
I mean, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know... a couple of conspiracy theories about this whole corona thing that we're going through.
Please.
I don't believe any of them, honestly. Okay, well, one, I know for sure obviously these are just theories. People like to come up with them to, I don't know. But there was one where they have a lab in China and they like created the virus. Mm-hmm. To attack other countries. That was literally just that theory. But I find that very stupid because it hit China first very badly. Very badly. So why, if you're trying to create something to destroy other countries, why would you let it harm your own country first? You know what I'm saying?
What heard about this specific one is because China is under such a dictatorship to where they would harm their citizens and they wouldn't care about it necessarily, and likely because they knew that it would get out to the other countries.
Yeah, and another reason why I think that this theory came about is because China is very overly populated, so they're trying to break that, I guess.
Yeah, by there's not a good way first. Of saying that. Yeah,
I don't know.
I heard that one too.
Yeah, but I don't like that one because I think it's stupid, and I think that China is poorly being blamed for all of this, and I don't think that's fair. But another one was this one's even more stupid, which I can't believe people even think. This is actually true, but the virus is not real. It's just a distraction so the Democrats can get Trump out of office faster.
Okay, I'm sorry. If anything, I mean, okay, I personally do not support Donald Trump, but this has nothing to do with that. I would think that he would be creating the virus. That way he could distract from the fact that there's an upcoming election and he could stay in office.
Exactly. I don't... And then... Another reason why I just don't believe that, I mean, just hearing it is stupid, but why would it start in China if it was created by the Democrats here to get Trump out? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
And then, like, apparently it's because, oh, well, they didn't want to start it in our country. And what? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. But yeah,
that literally makes no sense.
Those are just a couple of like little theories that I've heard about the coronavirus, but there's obviously a lot more just because people like to come up with theories over everything.
Right.
But I don't believe in those. I truly think it's literally it. I mean, it is obviously a virus. We all know this. But throughout the whole time humans have been alive, there has been new viruses popping up everywhere. Like, how do people think the flu started? You know? Like, it just started. And then how do they think, like, all these other things started? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
sometimes, like, I mean, yes, it's a very bad one. It's nothing compared to the flu. But even then, when the flu happened, a lot of people died. And it wasn't a pandemic, but it was still something that everyone was like, oh, make sure you watch out for it, you know? Because even then, a lot of people were also hospitalized from the flu, too.
Right.
I just believe that this is just another virus that over time, humans will adapt to it, and then we'll have medicine, and it'll just be a common cold. Again,
however, in order to adapt to it, we have to do everything to lower the curve.
Exactly.
And stop doing things that will make it to where it can just leave.
Exactly. No, like, in order to get immune to something, you have to be around it, which I get it. But the reason why you shouldn't be around it right now is because of the hospitals are stocked full with so many people. We need to let the numbers go down a lot more before we go back out. Because if you go back out, they're going to raise. You know what I'm saying? So right. we gotta make room for it to raise.
Yep.
But
no one's doing that, especially with the country opening up again. Like normal. Like, I'm going back to work in 2 days, I think, so.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've been at work, but, I mean, we've just been doing to-go, and our restaurant isn't opening up until, I think, the 15th. But even then, I still think that's too early. I want this to end. I want us to go out and, like, do things and have fun and stuff.
But we have to be at a closing point first. We can't
just
decide to go out again.
Exactly. It's not like, yeah, our government's like, yes, let's open everything back up. But CDC, which is the people who are handling the actual virus, are saying, no, stay home. And I think that we need to listen to that rather than, oh, the restaurant's open. It's all over. You know, like.
So David and I went through a drive-through today because it's Taco Tuesday, and we wanted tacos, so
yeah,
we
drove Cinco de through Mayo. Roses.
It is, that's true. So we drove through Roses, and neither of us could help but notice how many elderly people were walking around outside, going into Roses to sit down, and weren't wearing masks. And see, that's really just sad.
It's so concerning.
It is, especially since coronavirus, really, it affects people more whenever they have pre-existing health conditions and people that are a bit older as well.
Exactly. Because it attacks your lungs and your immune system. And exactly. Those are two very low things when when it comes to elderly people or like my niece who has heart issues, you know, like she can't get this, you know, like.
Yeah, and so I bet people are being incredibly like healthy and around you and trying to really quarantine themselves that way she doesn't have any chance to get it. Which exactly. is how you should act around anyone if your family member or you have those kind of pre-existing conditions.
Exactly.
And no one's doing it.
And that's why, like, even when you're, if you do decide to go out in public when things open back up, you should still be very cautious because you don't know what the person next to you is, like, they might have lung issues, they might have heart issues, you know? So if right. you are spreading your germs and then they get it, well then, you know? I don't know. Yeah. This whole thing is crazy. But yeah, those two earlier were theories about today. Do you have any more?
Oh, yeah. I have so many. So this one, this is the most wild one. Okay, maybe not the most, but this one's wild. This is one of the true ones, okay?
Okay.
Same website. That was long believed to be Hitler's skull was that of a young woman.
Wait, what?
Let me just read this for you, okay?
Okay.
Because the title's a little bit weird. For decades, it was believed that Hitler took his own life after World War II ended. Unsurprisingly, there were also many who believed that it was a setup and that he had actually sneaked away. Supposedly, Hitler's skull was in custody of the Russian government. In 2009, tests were performed on the skull. The shocking results revealed that the skull was actually that of a young woman. Ironically, the tests were done to lessen the credibility of conspiracy theorists who believed he'd gone into hiding.
Wow.
I think that's incredible that they did the test to be like, no, he didn't go into hiding, and then it was a woman's skull.
It's so... What?
Yeah, that one's weird. That one's insane, and that one's true.
That's crazy. Wait, right. So does that, it lessens the credibility of the theory that he just ran away?
Or no, it strengthens? No, it strengthens the theory okay. that he ran away, but they did the test to try to lessen the credibility.
Oh, okay, okay. Away. Makes yeah. sense. And then they're like, oh, shoot, this is not him.
We really messed up this time. Okay, so this next one, this one's also really wild. Osama bin Laden was hunted down through a fake vaccination program. The CIA ran a fake vaccination program, which eventually led to the capture of Osama bin Laden. They had bin Laden's DNA on file, thanks to his sister who lived in Boston. The goal was to obtain DNA from one of his children, who was living at the compound with him, and match it to his sister's DNA. Then they could confirm it with certainty that bin Laden was indeed inside. The Pakistani doctor went to the city under the guise of a vaccination program and collected DNA samples. They identified bin Laden's DNA through his children, which successfully led to his capture in 2011.
That is so crazy.
Isn't it?
I didn't know that's how he was captured.
Yeah, I honestly had never heard of that until I was researching.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Huh. So, we've done about 40 minutes of this. I want to do some urban legends.
I mean, I'm fine with a couple.
Okay. So, let me see. What is the first one I have? These I am more than likely going to do full episodes on, by the way, because these are so interesting to me. And honestly, this kind of episode is going to scare me more than like any other episode I do, just because these are so terrifying to me. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. As you can tell, I'm a little bit excited. Okay. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the black-eyed children. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Okay. So it's an urban legend of supposed paranormal creatures that resemble children between the ages of 6 and 16 with pale skin and black eyes, who are reportedly seen hitchhiking or panhandling, and they are encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. So basically, what they will do is they will show up at your home and they
Google a picture of them really quickly.
Oh, just no.
Look it up.
I don't want to. What are they called again?
Black-eyed children. So they will show up on your doorstep and basically just ask to come inside. You know, in the classic creepy way for that to happen. And also, I'm standing near a door with a glass door right now, so I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, hell no, dude. Fuck. Yeah. You realize I sleep alone, right?
I do too. It's okay.
My God.
I just texted David, can you come in here? I'm scared, LOL. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he Naruto ran in here, so he's here to help. I'm talking about black-eyed children and how they show up on doorsteps, and then I realized I'm sitting right next to it. Stop it. Don't do that. Okay, so.
I can tell
him. Please don't go outside.
Is he going to beat up the black-eyed children?
Yeah, he's telling them to leave.
Oh my God.
He said that they apologized.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I know.
Bring him in and let him have a cookie.
No. Okay, so that one is a really well-known one, and there are tons of cases around America and everywhere, if you can believe that. So that one, they've been seen by many, many different people, which is terrifying. So the next one I just kind of wanted to briefly talk about is Bloody Mary.
God.
So.
I don't like that one.
No, that one is not fun. So Bloody Mary is a folklore legend consisting of a ghost or spirit conjured to reveal the future. She is said to appear in a mirror when her name is called multiple times. The Bloody Mary apparition may be benign or malevolent, depending on the historic variations of the legend. The Bloody Mary appearances are usually witnessed in group participation games. Now, I know you've heard of Bloody Mary before.
I just remember, like, childhood sleepovers.
Yeah. And they'd, like, shove you in a bathroom and be like, all right, do Bloody Mary.
Yeah, and then they'd chant it for you, which I don't think that's how it's supposed to work, but...
Probably why it never worked, because they were doing it wrong.
Right? And you just hunch over there in the corner with your eyes closed. No, 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 no.
Yeah, no, that one terrified me. But I wanted to bring it up just because it is a very, very popular urban legend. Okay, so have you heard the story of the licked hand?
No.
Okay, this one is also known as humans can lick too. Have you not heard of this one?
No.
I'm sure you have. Hold on, let me find the actual story so that I can read it for you. Okay, so you really haven't heard of humans can lick too?
No, I haven't. Right.
So, I'm getting the story, the actual story from liveabout.com. That's not where I'm reading the information. The information I'm just getting from Wikipedia, but let me just read you the story.
I liked the little...
I'm just preparing. Once there was a nice lady who had a lovely little dog. One day the old lady heard the radio and a crazy murderer had escaped from jail and that everyone should lock their doors and windows to be safe. So she locked every door and window in the house except for one tiny one to let some air in. She thought a murderer would never be able to get in through such a small window. So that night she went to bed as usual. She knew everything was okay, but when she put down her hand to her dog licked it. But later in the night, she heard a drip, drip, drip. She put her hand down again, and the dog licked it. Figuring everything was okay, she went downstairs to check the tap, but the tap wasn't dripping. So she went to bed again, and everything was okay. She woke up later in the night, though, so she thought the dripping sound must be coming from the shower. She went to the bathroom, and there was her dog, dead, hanging in the shower, dripping with blood. Written on the mirror were the words, humans can lick too, and behind her in the mirror, she saw the murderer.
Oh my gosh.
Have you never heard that one before?
No, that is so freaking creepy.
Yeah, that one, I remember hearing about that one whenever I was like 12 years old and being basically like traumatized. I hated that one.
That is so scary.
Yeah, that one's, I don't like that one.
Oh no.
But yeah, oh, that no. one.
Ooh.
That one is a thing. And there are different varieties of this one where it's not an old woman. Instead, it is a young girl. And then there are different ways that the dog was hanging. But usually the killer is standing behind them. But sometimes it's in a closet under the bed or somewhere else in the house.
That is so creepy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you'd want to look more into that, I did read from liveabout.com. It's under just humans can look to, and I do have just the Wikipedia page for it as well, which has a lot of information.
No. No further research needed.
No further research on that one?
No.
Okay, so this next one, I don't know why it's in my urban legends section. But it is, even though it is definitely a conspiracy theory. And the conspiracy theory is that Paul McCartney is dead and was replaced.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he replaced with?
Just a lookalike. There's no specific things, but it just says that he had, in the theory, it says that he died from a car crash. And to spare the public from grief, the surviving Beatles replaced him with the winner of a McCartney look-alike contest. He was sometimes identified as William Campbell or Billy Shears.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
That can't be real.
Well, that is another theory, which is one that I can also do like maybe a bonus episode on, because there is quite a bit of information. However, we don't have time right now.
I know. I feel like my Dasani information really took over.
Yeah, you really talked about Dasani for a really long time.
It's because I'm mad at Dasani.
And apparently they do talk about Billy Shears sometimes in their songs as well.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
Isn't it? Okay. So this next one is just a classic urban legend. Okay. So Slender Man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's very well known from, you know, the games that came out around about him. But he was also he's in a bunch of works of fiction, so he's definitely a fictional person, but he really took the internet by like a lot of things happening. So the origin was he was created on June 10th, 2009 on a thread in the Something Awful internet forum. And the thread was you had to use a Photoshop contest in which they were told to create paranormal images. And so the forum poster, his name is Eric Knudsen. He was under the pseudonym Victor Surge. He contributed two pictures to where he added the very classic Slender Man to the pictures.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, that's basically how Slender Man came about. That part really isn't that well known. But, yeah.
Huh.
Another time we will talk more about him because, again, there is a lot there. So, do you have anything else you want to do?
I don't.
Okay. I still have a couple more. This is a long episode.
Go.
But that's okay. I mean, it's not that long. This is literally our normal length episode.
It's true.
Okay. So, this is a really weird. This is a modern legend. It's called the Blue Star Tattoo Legend. Have you heard of this one before?
No.
Okay. So basically, it is a legend that LSD tabs are being distributed as lick and stick temporary tattoos to children.
Wait, what?
It's an urban legend that states temporary lick and tick tattoos are soaked in LSD, and they can be in the form of a blue star or of a popular children's cartoon character. So basically, they're just giving children LSD without them knowing about it.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, God. Apparently it's in the same logo as the Dallas Cowboys logo. Most of the time, or at least very similar.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's very weird.
Yeah, so that's just not okay.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but that's another one. If you look up the blue star tattoo, like, you can see there's, like, a little picture of it, too. And there's also, like, a warning label on there, which is just a really creepy warning label. So, I think that's all the ones that I at least want to cover today, because I know I want to cover creepypastas in a whole other video, even though Slender Man is a creepypasta.
Sorry, I'm looking up Blue Star Tattoo.
Oh, I was so confused. But I think that's all I really have in regards to all of my theories and stuff today. But we can definitely do more episodes like this.
Yes, I really liked this, honestly.
Yeah. This is a nice, like, more kind of calm episode.
Although I'm spooked, so.
Although next week, or later this week, I will have to do another murderer episode, so.
Down
Stay
for
tuned
that.
For that.
Well, you guys can email us at
horrorslumberparty@gmail.com
and add us on Instagram.
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
And we'd like to hear your feedback and which conspiracy theory you enjoyed the most, or urban legend, and whether you believe it or not. And also give us some of your own stories. Tell us some conspiracy theories. We just want to hear from you, okay? We want friends.
We do. We do want friends.
Oh my God.
And also, you can contact us easily through our website, which is horrorslumberparty.wixsite.com.
Yeah, y'all stay tuned through these social media platforms. Like I always say, Emily always posts pictures of what we're talking about. That way you can also have some visuals. And if you comment, we'll comment back. That'll be cool. I think that's it for today. So we hope you enjoyed. Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.